This is Twit.
Philip, you just wrote an article about Beats and Jimmy Iovine, and I saw this was kind of interesting, that apparently a very popular DJ for Radio 1 in on the BBC in England, Zane Lowe, was just hired by Apple.
Yeah.
I presume that has something to do with Beats. What's going on?
Well, you know, who the hell knows? We're like criminologists trying to figure out what's going on. I love the story that Billboard did about the Grammys, because it gave you a feeling for what's going on. You've got they describe this scene where at Clive Davis's pre-Grammy gala, where Tim Cook shows up and Eddie Q and Robert Condit, who runs iTunes, and Jimmy Iovine and Al Gore and Nancy Pelosi. And it's like the white hot center of this party. And there's a line, a single file line of record industry executives, you know, lined up to see these guys. And there's Q, you know, playing sort of, you know, it's like a scene out of The Sweet Smell of Success, and he's playing Sidney Falco to Iovine's J.J. Hunsaker, and everybody, you know, wants to kiss the ring, and what clearly they're making deals, and according to Billboard, they've been, you know, Iovine's been talking to one record label after another. According to Apple Insider, they've been signing up exclusive deals with artists, so that when an artist comes out with a new CD, it gets played first and exclusively on whatever they're going to call iTunes Beats streaming service. So it's going to be very hard for Spotify and what's the other one? Pandora to compete with this new streaming service if Apple gets everybody first. So and then the other thing is that they hire the most popular DJ in England. You know, they take him off the radio and they put him in Cupertino, and probably he's going to be part of what Jimmy Iovine calls deciding what song comes next. This idea of curating music, right. You're going to get a streaming service and someone is going to decide what song comes next, who you trust. And, you know, like FM radio works, only it's now doesn't go over the radio.
This feels kind of retro. I mean, I think for people our age, maybe that makes sense, but kids don't.
Spotify bought a company called the Echo Nest, which I think is Swedish, which was the recommendation engine behind Spotify, RDO, here we go, like iHeartRadio, Rhapsody, Xbox Music, and a bunch of others. And so a lot of people started pulling away from that. Iovine's producer, right? He's a hands-on, manipulative idea.
Well, and that was the pitch. When they launched Beats, he said, people want curation. And that was the big difference in Beats.
Yeah,
although
if
you use Beats, you make a sentence.
Yes.
I think it's really dumb.
I thought it was interesting.
I'm not saying that, but it's not something my son's going to do. My son sits there and watches YouTube videos. I think Google owns this because of the music key in YouTube.
Google doesn't own anything in terms of streaming music. Apple has failed over and over again on streaming music.
Now it's too late. Everybody's choosed RDO or Spotify or Google or Amazon. There's so many competitors, and I think everybody's invested in one of them. Beats Music, when it launched, was a failure. Was an outright failure.
How are you invested? Can't you switch? No, it's not like you...
Boom. Yeah.
You could switch, you know the old thing. Nobody's going to go to a new technology unless the new technology is significantly better than the old. It's not just like, oh, that's a little bit better, to try it.
If you're
happy with Spotify, Beats has to make a proposition that is way beyond. Maybe an exclusivity is the key.
Yeah, that would give you a pretty melt. If
you're a Taylor Swift fan and you can only get it on Beats, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Exactly. It's exactly it. You know, it's not like you've invested all this money and you downloaded the music and it only plays on Spotify.
No, that's right.
All you do is flick a switch and you're streaming from somewhere else.
So I think that's the key. You got to have a lot of exclusive content.
You can hear Tim Cook saying, we're not just going to make any streaming service. We're going to make the best streaming service. And then if they can deliver that, people will switch.
I'm just saying that Beats tried to do this, and they got, what, 110,000 subscribers?
Yeah. Beats ain't there yet. But Apple, you know, they've got 800 million iTunes accounts. They've got 75% of the download market. They've got Jimmy Iovine, who's, you know, he's amazing, Jimmy Iovine. He's, you know, you look at the list of people that he signed up and you know, his career in music. Here, I have it somewhere here. What is he did? He, you know, former recording engineer John Lennon, Bruce Springsteen, turned record producer, Patti Smith, Tom Petty, U2, Dire Straits, et cetera, et cetera. Co-founded Interscope.
Yeah, those all sound like really old acts.
Eminem to Lady Gaga. You know, he's got the new people,
Beats.
Too.
The guy, I mean, the guy essentially, you know, he and Dre and whatever involvement, you know, Monster had or didn't have at that point, essentially created an entire market for premium headphones that didn't exist. Not very good headphones, but they established a huge market for incredibly expensive headphones that the entire industry is now following and trying to emulate. They made them hip. They made them relevant.
But isn't the music – I'm surprised to hear that everybody was flocking around Jimmy Iovine at the Clive Davis party, because it's pretty clear that the music industry is not fond of streaming music, that they feel like they're not getting their share.
Well, there's that, but it's too late to – this is not changing.
Well, you know that, and I know that, but does the record industry know that?
Sure they do.
It just baffled me during the Grammy Awards ceremony, they had a big chunk of time devoted to basically, you guys are thieves, but we're going to go to Congress and make sure you're not. I mean, that's literally what that was all about. And they thanked the Turtles, because the Turtles sued streaming music industry over his pre-1972 music, and Taylor Swift, because literally out loud said, thanks to Turtles and Taylor Swift, we're going to win this battle. Taylor Swift pulled her music out of Spotify. They don't like these streaming guys. It may be the future, but they don't like them.
But there's also a lot of artists that have, and this is not a new story, have pointed out that actually, no, I make nearly nothing, but my record company makes
decent
money.
Yeah, well, we know that too, but remember, it's the record company that's making
these
deals.
This is not a new situation, but if Apple puts money into Beats to create exclusive deals where people start making money. Apple doesn't want to be the biggest music streaming service. Apple wants to make the most money off of a streaming music service. That is a different goal.
Absolutely. And that's what they've done with phones, and that's what they've done with computers.
Right. And if the record executives are lined up to talk to Jimmy Iovine at this party, it could be that Apple is offering them some kind of sweetener that makes it a better deal for them than whatever Spotify.
I think the record industry is dead. I think the artists are going to take control thanks to the internet. And if you're a smart artist today, that's what you're doing. I remember having this conversation with Paul Simon, and he said, people of that generation are seeing their business model completely collapse. And he said, I don't care for me, but I care for my kids. How are their musicians? How are they going to make a living today?
The same way they most of their parents made music, touring, and T-shirts and merch, on record sales.
Yeah. So why is Beats what is Beats going to have that's going to make a difference?
Apparently, they're going to have a bunch of exclusive deals with Taylor Swift.
It's not in Taylor Swift's interest to do exclusive deals. It's in the record label's interest, because they're going to make more money, but the artists are not going to go for this.
It'll be a windowing thing where it'll appear for a month, you know, on Beats. I don't know. I'm guessing, but
I'm skeptical.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, that's all they'll ever get, right?
Short-term.
It's the same
exclusive
thing with the movie and TV industry right now. You get these, you know.
It's the way a whole business works.
Right.